church,
let the church
say
amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word
say.
Says.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Cole of the New Hope Apostolic Church. We're located in the city of Bridgeport on 240 Fairfield Avenue on the second floor. We'd love to have you to visit with us at any time. You can call us at area code 203-260-8940, or you can call us at area code 203-870-5551. All right, so at this time we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Most praise and gracious Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, allowing us to see another day, to be in the land of the living, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you for your kindness. Thank you for hope. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for your patience, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless those that are listening today, Lord Jesus. Lord, bless them, bless their family, loved ones, and friends. And thank you, Lord, for just everything you've done for us, doing, and bringing us into another week, Lord Jesus. Just have your way, Lord Jesus. Bless us even today. Speak to our hearts and our minds and our spirit, Lord Jesus. Remember those that need healing, and those that are hungry, and those that need shelter, Lord. Whatever it may be, Lord. Those that are sick in their bodies, Lord. You just have your way. Bless our men's service to be a blessing. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right. We are dealing with You Make the Choice, Part 3. You Make the Choice, Part 3. Now, we are dealing with making choices, good or bad choices. You're going to make some choices. That's what life is all about, that God has given us the freedom to make choices. That's a part of being a human being. Is being free to make choices to exercise your will. And so it was in the with the first man, Adam, and Eve, the first woman, they were able to exercise their will. And Adam and Eve made a bad choice. Now, when Eve made the choice, nothing happened. But when Adam, whom God had given the command to, and Adam was supposed to relay it to his wife, but Adam disobeyed. And when Adam disobeyed, their eyes were opened. Sin entered into the world, and their eyes were opened. The Bible says by one man sin entered into the world, not by one woman. So Eve did not bring sin into this world. It was Adam. The commandment was given to the man. So by one man, the man Adam, sin came into the world by that one choice he made, and it passed on to all mankind. And so now we have to make a choice as to what we're going to do. Adam could have made a better choice. Adam could have chosen to eat from all the other trees that he could freely eat from. But he didn't. The Bible calls Jesus the second Adam. Now, Jesus came into this world, and he also was tempted of the devil. Jesus was human, just like us. He didn't have any special privileges as far as being able to resist, but he was just a man tempted in all points like we are, yet without sin. And Jesus chose not to sin, not to give in to his flesh. And so it was with Adam. Adam could have done the same thing. Adam could have made a choice not to take of that fruit, but he made a bad choice. And so sin was a consequence, infecting all of mankind was a consequence. And all the things that you see happening in the world today, all the evil, even the creation of God was affected to the point to where the earthquakes and all those things that we see that are disasters, those things never would have happened had Adam not sinned. And so man was affected, all of God's creation was affected. So you cannot blame God when you see all the things, the devastation and things that are happening in the world today. God did not cause that. That is from what Adam did, and we're dealing with the consequences of it. So don't blame God. God had nothing to do with that. When God finished with everything, he said it was very good. Means it was perfect. So now, we did not put ourselves in this predicament to come into this world sinners. But we are responsible to make the right choices so that when we leave here, we can go to live with Jesus. But it's all about choices. Jesus made the choice to come into this world and to die for mankind. Now we have to make the choice to accept the plan of salvation, to accept what he did at Calvary, that we could have life and have it more abundantly. It is up to us. You make the choice. Nobody can make it for you. It is up to you. Now, some people make choices according to situations. You can't make choices according to situation ethics. You can't lie for peace's sake, because a lie is a lie, regardless. You can't steal because of a situation that you find yourself in and you become desperate. So there's so many things that people do according to their situation. You can't decide what's right and wrong according to your situation. It doesn't matter what your situation is. If you steal, the judge is going to sentence you. There's going to be a consequence for that. Even if you felt like you were stealing for the right reason. Even Robin Hood, who stole from the rich and gave to the poor, was still wrong. So there is no such thing as a little white lie. Whatever color you want to put on it, it's still a lie. And God said all lies shall have their part in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. So it is not acceptable to make bad choices, even though you're in a situation that seems like you're not going to have another choice but to do that which is wrong. So, we don't want to live like that. We want to live and trust God, have faith in God, that whatever you need, God will supply that need. And we don't have to go outside of what God said. We don't have to go outside of God's character. We must be holy at all times and live holy. It should be a lifestyle of trusting God. The just shall live by faith. We live by faith. We trust God that whatever we need, He will provide. He'll open doors that no man can shut. He'll shut doors no man can open. He'll make a way out of no way. So we don't have to make bad choices depending on the situation, because God knows everything we have need of, and the works are finished from the foundation of the world. So God has already worked everything out for you and for me before we ever got here. So it's already done. He knows the end from the beginning. God said about Jeremiah, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. So nothing catches God by surprise. It catches us by surprise. But nothing catches God by surprise. We just have to have faith in Him, wait on Him, and know that He has it all under control. Moses was speaking to the people of God in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30 and 15. And so Moses speaks to them and he says, see, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. So it was set before them. You can do good. You can have life, or you can choose death and evil. It is totally up to you. No one goes to hell because it was God's choice. No, it was your choice. It was anybody's choice that went to hell or was in hell. They chose to go there. And so God just accommodated them to go, but He did not choose for them to go. The Bible said God is not willing that any should perish. And all souls are mine, and the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's just the way it is for everyone, regardless of who you are. It doesn't matter. There is one standard. There was one word for everybody, no matter who you are, what your culture is, where you live, where you come from. It doesn't matter. There is one word for everybody, one Bible with the standards of God in it for everybody. You must make the choice if you want to do evil and die, if you want to do good and live. It is up to you. It is your choice. And a lot of people are making bad choices today. And a lot of people in situations where they are because of the choices that they made. So, Adam made a choice to sin. And God said to him that the day that you eat of this fruit, of this tree, if you do, you're going to die. Adam did not die. When he ate from the fruit, he did not die physically right then, but he died spiritually. And so all of Adam's offspring, which is everyone, is born spiritually dead. So that's why the Bible said, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Before you give your life to God, you are dead in trespasses and sin. He quickens you through the power of his Spirit, through the Holy Ghost. He quickens you. He makes you alive. And so everyone is born into this world dead, spiritually dead. So it's kind of like a zombie movie. Everybody's walking around spiritually dead until you are born again of the water and of the Spirit. Then your spirit is made alive through the Spirit of God when he indwells in you through the power of the Holy Ghost. So, but that's also a choice, that you want God to live in you, that you want to be saved, that you want to be changed. It's all about a changing of your mind, repenting and changing your mindset from the bad and the evil and a lifestyle that's not pleasing to God to pleasing God. You cannot please God walking in your flesh or walking in your own desires or the desires of humanity. You cannot please God walking like that. You must walk in the Spirit. You cannot walk in the Spirit if you do not have the Spirit. You must be led by the Spirit. You cannot be led by the Spirit if you do not have the Spirit. Jesus says to Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, you must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. The reason why he said born again is because you're born once, but that's just coming into this life. That's natural birth. But there must be a spiritual birth. And that spiritual birth is only by choice. That you make a choice to accept it. That you want it. And God will not deny you access to eternal life if you want it. But it is your choice. Death is separation from God. And on that day when Adam sinned, he was separated from God. The relationship that he had with God was damaged. So therefore, the meeting that Adam and God used to have in the garden in the cool of the day was disrupted. And so, once Adam sinned, he was not in the meeting place. And so, God had to call out to Adam and said, Adam, where art thou? Because he wasn't where he was supposed to be, because spiritually he died. When before that, there was a spiritual relationship between Adam and God. And after that, when Adam died spiritually, he was no longer in that relationship with God. And so everyone that is born is not born with that relationship with God. You have to adhere to what God has done and what he requires to build that relationship, to have that relationship, to be reconciled to God. And that's what Jesus was doing on the cross. He was dying on the cross so that we could have a relationship with God, we could build a relationship with God, we could be reconciled back to God, and that he could be our Father. And that is something that each individual has to decide for themselves. Adam made a bad choice. Cain made a bad choice. When Cain could have gone and gotten what God required of him, and when he brought to God an excellent sacrifice, the Bible said it was an excellent sacrifice, but it was not what God wanted. And when God gave Cain the opportunity to go back and to get what he required, he said, sin lieth at the door. So what I'm asking of you, that blood sacrifice is at your door, you can bring it to me. And so Cain gets upset because he had been rejected of God and goes and kills his brother. Now Cain had a choice. God gave him a choice. After God said, no, this is basically not what I want. Now, what I want is that your tent. But Cain decided, no, I'm angry now. I'm wroth. Even God asked him, why are you wroth? Why are you angry? Sin lieth at the door. The sacrifice that I want is at your door. Just go and get it and bring it to me. But he decided not to do that. He made a choice not to do that. And went out, was still angry, and slew his brother. That was also a choice. So he made a bad choice that caused him to be a fugitive excuse me, for the rest of his life. So even when it came to Jacob and Esau, when Esau came from hunting but did not find anything, and he was very hungry, and Jacob was cooking some beans, lentils, and so when Esau asked Jacob for the beans, he said, sell me thy birthright. Now, Esau agreed to that because he was hungry. He made a bad decision, a very bad decision. Because of his flesh, he was hungry. The birthright was his. He was the firstborn. And he gave it up. Now, Jacob did not say, give me your birthright. He said, sell me your birthright. So that was a contract. That was a done deal. And so when the time came for Esau to inherit the blessings of the firstborn, he was not able to. And the Bible said he sought it with tears, but he had no value. He put no value on spiritual things. God said the firstborn was supposed to have the double portion. That came from God, so it was a spiritual thing. And Esau had no desire, no respect for spiritual things. So he chose to have a bowl of beans over his birthright until it was time for him to inherit it. And he wasn't able to. And he cried, but it was too late. A lot of people are going to be crying when it's too late. The rich man, the Bible talks about, was probably crying in hell. He made some bad choices. And now he wants someone to go to his father's house and tell his brothers, don't come down here. Do what's right. Now he had the choice to do what was right and to tell them when he was alive. But he made a bad choice. And now he wants someone to bring a message to his brothers. But it was too late. You are not able to make any choices in hell. When you close your eyes in death, you have made your last choice. So it's important that you make sure you make the right one. It'll be the last one you make. You have no more dealings with the things on this earth in this life when your life is gone. And the choices that you make in this life determines where you're going to be or go in the next life or in the next dimension. It is up to you. Make good choices. You can't be neutral. There is no neutral ground. You're going to be for God or against God. Moses said, who is on the Lord's side? Whose side are you on? It's going to make the difference when you die whose side you're going to be on. It is up to you. You have to make the choice. You must build your house on the Word of God. There are consequences for all things, good or bad. Make the right choice. May God bless you until next time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church, say.
His
word says.